Listen around the lake to FM 90.5 for news, sport and talk. It's Newcastle's 2HD. Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
It's that time of the week when we catch up with the tech guy, the tech guru, Jeff Quattromani. Hi, Jeff. How are you, mate?
I am really well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Really good. Okay. Let's get stuck into it. You said you've been putting the Samsung Freestyle, to the test. It's an all-in-one cinema, and it can it go anywhere? Or tell us more about this all-in-one.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a small projector that Samsung announced only a couple of weeks ago, and it comes to market next week. It goes on sale. This is a projector that you could almost fit into a handbag, and inside the projector is obviously the ability to get up to 100 inches at full high definition, but it has a built-in speaker, and it's got the same interface as a smart TV. So all the apps and things like that that you would normally use on a smart TV is available on the projector. So for me, I was watching the Australian Open finals outside. I had it beaming onto the shed, and the sound was still coming through that speaker if I wanted to, or I could connect it to a Bluetooth speaker and other things as well. So it's a pretty interesting little product for sort of taking your cinema anywhere.
So if you're sitting outside, if you've got an outdoor area and you want to watch TV, can it do anything else? Can it do the Netflix and the Stan and all that sort of thing or not?
No, absolutely. And that's what I was referring to with that whole smart TV.
Oh, right.
You've got all of the apps that you can imagine using on your TV in your living room works on this device as well. So for me to watch the Australian Open, I needed to download the 9Now app, and I was able to stream live television. I watched Netflix on there. I even had the Foxtel app on there to stream my Foxtel as well. So, and the best part is you can power it through an external battery. So if you do really want to be completely wireless, the projector can run on battery power, and then it runs wireless, I guess, for your internet. And effectively, you've got a little hands-free cinema you could take even into a camping tent.
So when you say it runs on battery, you recharge it, do you?
You would have to recharge the battery itself. So imagine, you know, those chargers you can get for your smartphone, those portable batteries.
Yeah.
Something like that can actually power this projector as well. So you would need to have that fully charged and ready to go. And effectively, it could power the projector.
Uh-huh. So it doesn't have a lithium battery that you recharge in it?
No, it doesn't. So it's expected to be plugged into mains. But they've also sent me a simple external battery that does power it as well. So, yeah, you've got the options. It's not cheap at $1,200. At that price, you can buy a pretty good TV. You can also buy a reasonable projector as well. I think for me, what I've enjoyed with this is how easy it was to point it at a wall and get a flat image. It automatically detects the angle that you're pointing at the wall and shifts the image so it appears flat on the wall. So even if I was pointing it at an angle, there was no bowing on the sides. There was no sort of issue in terms of focus. It did that all automatically. So there is some advantages to this one over other projectors, but it's true. I mean, if you're going to use this once in a blue moon, $1,200 is not cheap.
Apple's got a new update. Well, have we been given the update yet? Because Apple sent through, I'm in the world of Apple, they sent through an update last week. Is this Face ID going to work with that new update, or is it another update that's coming?
This one will likely come in the next update. So it's in beta at the moment. And it means that people can start testing it if you're part of that program. But effectively, it means that in the next update for iPhones, if you're wearing a mask, Face ID will work better. It's expected that it will completely work even if you're wearing a mask, but I continue to test that.
I thought you could do that now with an iPhone if you were wearing a mask.
It got better. I mean, in some instances, if you're wearing a mask, I've seen it work before. But I've also seen instances where it just completely fails. So Apple's now sort of come out and they've got a tick box in settings now that says use Face ID with a mask, and you can enable that, which will try and improve that accuracy. So I guess Apple's trying to improve on it and really banking that we're going to wear masks for a lot longer.
Are other phones already on the market have this availability now? Is Apple playing catch up again, I suppose, is my point.
No, not particularly. So Face ID is pretty unique to Apple devices. Samsung and other brands have been using fingerprint unlock still. They do have the face unlock option, but fingerprint inside the screen is the norm with other brands. So with me, I just touch my thumb on my phone and it unlocks. I don't actually have to be looking at it in a special direction or give it a nice glance.
It's also rumoured that Apple devices are going to be able to accept credit card payments with a simple tap. Well, you can do that with your Apple Watch now.
Yeah, but imagine if you were a cafe and your cash register was an iPad and someone came in, they could actually tap their phone or their credit card onto your iPad to collect the payment. Or if you're a tradie who's visiting site and you could just collect payment customers by a tap on the back of your own iPhone, that's where Apple is thinking about taking this. So realistically, accepting payments wouldn't need a separate terminal. You would have the terminal already in your iPhone. You would just probably need an app to collect money.
There'd be people listening to this afternoon that would say, you know, what about security?
Well, I mean, it's going to be that same process or question that you have when you carry around a separate wireless terminal that the bank provides. It's a level of trust that you're putting in these devices that when I tap it, money's collected, it's not doing any harm, and it's not taking more. I guess our phones will be the same. And look, if we got comfortable using our phones as our credit card to pay for groceries, we could almost use it the same way to collect money as well.
Yeah, true. Let's see, you've tested some new Bluetooth earmuffs.
Yeah, look, I mean, I guess living on the land, I'm testing some different gadgets now. And for me, when I was spending a lot of time in the mower, you can put your Apple AirPods or other Bluetooth headphones in your ears and stick earmuffs on top. But the problem is that they'll fall out when you start to get sweat in the ear. You can't take calls with them. So I tested Bluetooth earmuffs, and I got both of them. I found both of these at Bunnings. But effectively, they're Bluetooth. They have speakers built into the earmuffs and microphones. That basically means I can have good sound protection, but also make sure I can still listen to podcasts, the radio, or music as well. So one was from 3M. The other one's from Tactics. I think the big benefit of the Tactics one was that it's also got an FM tuner built into the earmuffs themselves. So even if you don't have your phone with you, you can still listen to the radio. But honestly, it was just so good to test. $100 a pop, and compared to putting earbuds in your ear, it was so much better as an overall experience.
So they have a built-in rechargeable battery. How long will it last for?
Look, a number of hours. I mean, for me, I spend a full day usually on the mower, like a full Saturday, and I didn't have any problems with battery life. I expect it would be something around the 20-hour mark because they really did just keep powering on, especially the ones from 3M. They really did work long-term, and that's with full volume most of the time.
So you don't need to put the earbuds in and then put the muffs over. So they work as your earmuffs as well. They're doing two jobs at once.
Exactly.
Is it really, really good? I mean, could you compare it to a set of earmuffs and earbuds in?
Yeah, compared to having earbuds plus earmuffs, it's a crazy idea to continue to do that. After now using just the Bluetooth earmuffs, I'm only using that. I stopped carrying buds with me when I go on Whippersnip or anything like that. Just the earmuffs, it's one gadget, and it blocks out the noise in a really good way, obviously because it's high-quality earmuffs, but at the same time, I still get audio into my ears as well. So, for me, sticking with that would be my option.
How much?
$99 for the 3M.
$99?
Yeah, and $69 for the Tactics one. So depending on what you really want from them, I found the 3M to be my pick of the two.
Wow. And obviously works with Android and Apple?
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's just Bluetooth, isn't it?
It's just Bluetooth. Wow. So as long as it supports Bluetooth, it's going to be a workable solution. I just found the 3M ones actually block noise better as a pair of earmuffs, better than the Tactics ones. So if you've got a lot of noise, you might be better off with the 3M over the Tactics.
I tell you what, I know what my wife's buying me for a present when she goes to Bunnings next. What a great idea.
They are brilliant. They seriously are. And, I mean, it's just because I've had this opportunity to, you know, put a use case behind it that I've put these to the test. And I'm so glad I did because I was just happy using buds before and even noise-canceling buds inside earmuffs, and I'm still getting a better experience with these ones.
Well, let me tell you what I did. I had the Apple ear buds or AirPods or whatever they call them in, and the earmuffs over the AirPods, and I took the earmuffs off, and one of the Apple AirPods fell out and got lost in the mower.
I had a very similar experience where I dropped it in the grass. My grass is still quite tall, and good luck finding those little earbuds when they've fallen onto the lawn. It's a nightmare.
Well, I was lucky I found it because it fell onto the mower. But my point being, my goodness, I thought, gee, you better be more careful, Brent.
You better be more careful.
Particularly if it fell off while you were still mowing and, you know, it hit the blades.
Yep, you'd be very upset. And especially, I mean, look, these little Bluetooth earbuds aren't cheap. I mean, compared to these earmuffs, they're definitely not cheap.
Yeah,
so
no.
If you lose one of those buds, you'll be very upset for the rest of the weekend.
Great idea for people that have ride-on mowers. Or for just people that are out working and they want to look after their hearing.
Absolutely. And look, and the last point to that, too, is the fact that it can take calls as well. It's got the microphones built in.
Oh, it can. Right. So it can do everything.
Yeah, and that's the important point, because if you... In the alternate situation, you have to take your earmuffs off to be able to enable the microphones to really work.
Yeah.
So for me, it was just simple tap on the side of the earmuffs and I could pick up the phone.
So I can't believe it's just $100.
They are. It's real.
In fact, if my wife got in the car now, she could be at Bunnings and have them by the time I got home. You should see the looks I'm getting. I'm probably talking to Gillian. She'd probably be listening by now. Just put it on the note, darling.
Make it happen.
Next time we go to Bunnings. In fact, what a pity she was at Bunnings today. She was. She was at Bunnings about 3 hours ago. Anyway, you say we solved your Wi-Fi issues at home with a new mesh wireless network. There's so many of these damn things now, isn't there?
Oh, they are a dime a dozen, but I wish they were actually a dime.
They're expensive, aren't they?
They are very expensive, and I just got sent the sort of the Rolls-Royce version from Netgear. It's the new Orbi system, and I've had Orbi systems in the past, but this one that they've sent me, we're talking about $1,200 for two units.
Jeez.
So very, very expensive, but this is to enable homes that have over 100 devices connected to your Wi-Fi. So this is really talking about people who have got all the gadgets that you can imagine, not your average home. And I've installed it, and it has really improved my range of Wi-Fi. I actually can get it through the shed, which is something I've never seen happen before, that through Colourbond, my Wi-Fi can now penetrate through there as well. But for all my gadgets, I've got plenty of Wi-Fi coverage now. I just think if you don't do mesh Wi-Fi in the home and you do have Wi-Fi issues, this is why they exist. They are brilliant, and they're normally a problem solver for people who have NBN problems as well. So this one from Netgear, fantastic, but you don't need to spend that much. I think around the $300, $400 mark is where most mesh Wi-Fi systems, and they usually suit most homes as well.
They look pretty good too.
Look, it does. It does. This one looks more like a sailboat. It's actually quite tall. It's something I had to find a different way to hide, but... look, it does the job, but, you do need to shop around to make sure you find the right one for your home and the amount of devices you've got.
Okay, just before you go, you may or may not know the answer to this question. If one has a old-style hardwired security system with motion sensors in your house, can you replace those motion sensors with modern, little security cameras, like, for example, a Ring security camera or something like that would have to be normally hardwired? Can you use the wiring for the motion sensor to hardwire the security camera?
Probably not, to be honest. Normally the amount of voltage or the amount of data that those motion sensors in old school alarm systems can handle won't match up with what you'll see from modern Wi-Fi type cameras or motion sensors. So
right.
I'd say you'll be hard pressed to find one that works perfectly in that way. I only say that because we've just pulled out our alarm system in the house that we're living in. It's probably 20 years old, and that wiring is so thin that it would just power that little red dot that shines in the corner, and not much else, unfortunately.
So you obviously have put a new security system in, and is yours is it wireless? When I say wireless, I mean it's not hardwired to drive with power. It's battery operated. Is that right?
Yeah. For us, all of our cameras are battery operated, all Wi-Fi just to the cloud. And I don't have a sort of storage box in the home for recording. It's all cloud-based and all battery-powered.
And how often do you have to recharge the batteries, and how difficult is that to do?
Yeah, look, it really depends on how much motion you've got in that area at a particular time, whether the lights need to come on if there's a lot of motion in the evenings. But usually around the 3 to 6 month mark is what I've been able to get. And again, you have to tweak your sensitivity levels and also make sure it ignores areas where there's motion in the trees, which you don't care about. A lot of tweaking can actually help your batteries last up to 3, even 6 months in most cases.
And are they easy to recharge? Have you physically got to take them down, or can you plug something in to recharge them?
I've got a bit of a mix. Some of them you actually take a large battery out and you can then put it into a charger, whereas some of them you actually have to take the whole camera down and charge that individually. So it really depends. I actually keep two cameras on standby which sit on chargers, and then I actually swap out devices instead of waiting for them to charge. I just pull one down, stick another one up, and then keep that camera going while it recharges for the next 3 months.
Okay. All right, mate. Thank you so much, as always. Give yourself a plug. What's your website? Your website and your email address. And as I often say, officefortomorrow.com.au. There you go. Officefortomorrow.com.au.
I was about to give my phone number out too, but I'll...
Don't do that. No. Officefortomorrow.com.au. Thanks, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you, Jeff. Bye-bye.